The castle is quiet. The merchant waits in the hall. He does not see people in it. But the rooms are light and comfortable. He goes into one room. He finds a table with dinner on it. There are cakes, meat, fish, fruit, and vegetables. He calls, "Kind master, where are you? Come and have dinner with me." But there is no answer. He is very hungry, so he eats. He finishes dinner, stands up, and goes to the next room. There he sees a warm bed. He is not hungry now, but he is very tired. He goes to bed and sleeps. Now it is a beautiful morning. The merchant gets up. He looks through his window and sees his horse near the castle. The horse eats green grass. The sun is hot, and there are many beautiful flowers. He thinks, "A kind fairy is the mistress of this castle. I am very lucky." He says loudly, "Thank you, dear Madam Fairy. I must go home and see my children." But there is no answer. The merchant leaves the castle. He sees a garden. There are many roses, pink, yellow, white, and there is one big red rose. The merchant remembers Beauty. She loves red roses. He takes the rose. All at once, it is dark and the wind is strong. The merchant is scared. He falls on the grass. He hears a loud voice. "You are a bad man. I give you hearty food and warm bed. I help you and save your life. Is it how you say thank you? You are an ungrateful man." The merchant sees a terrible beast. He is big. He has brown hair and sharp teeth. The merchant cries and asks, "What is wrong, kind master? I see now that you are not a fairy." The beast roars, "It is my rose. I love it. You must not take my red rose. Now you will die. I will eat you and your horse." The merchant cries and cries. He says, "It is not for me, my good master. It is for my beautiful daughter, Beauty. I have three daughters, but one is very kind and loves red roses. It is a present for her." The beast thinks. Then he says, "I can save your life if one of your daughters comes and lives in the castle. Swear that your daughter will stay with me, or you will come back to my castle in 3 months and die here."